Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Remember us, O Lord. Come with your saving help.
Remember us, O Lord. Come with your saving help.
O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Who can tell the Lord's mighty deeds? Who can recount all his praise? They are happy who do what is right, who at all times do what is just. O Lord, remember me out of the love you have for your people. Come to me, Lord, with your help, that I may see the joy of your chosen ones and may rejoice in the gladness of your nation and share the glory of your people. Our sin is the sin of our fathers. We have done wrong. Our deeds have been evil. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, paid no heed to your wonderful deeds. They forgot the greatness of your love. At the Red Sea, defied the Most High. Yet he saved them for the sake of his name, in order to make known his power. He threatened the Red Sea. It dried up, and he led them through the deep as through the desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. He saved them from the grip of the enemy. The waters covered their oppressors. Not one of them was left alive. Then they believed in his words. Then they sang his praises. But they soon forgot his deeds and would not wait upon his will. They yielded to their cravings in the desert and put God to the test in the wilderness. He granted them the favor they asked and sent disease among them. Then they rebelled, envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was holy to the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and buried the clan of Abiram. Fire blazed up against their clan, and flames devoured the rebels.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Remember us, O Lord. Come with your saving help.
Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you.
Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you.
They fashioned a calf at Horeb and worshipped an image of metal, exchanging the God who was their glory for the image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot the God who was their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt, such portents in the land of Ham, such marvels at the Red Sea. For this he said he would destroy them. But Moses, the man he had chosen, stood in the breach before him to turn back his anger from destruction. Then they scorned the land of promise. They had no faith in his word. They complained inside their tents and would not listen to the voice of the Lord. So he raised his hand to swear an oath that he would lay them low in the desert, would scatter their sons among the nations and disperse them throughout the lands. They bowed before the Baal of Peor, ate offerings made to lifeless gods. They roused him to anger with their deeds, and a plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened. Thus the plague was ended, and this was counted in his favor from age to age forever. They provoked him at the waters of Meribah. Through their fault it went ill with Moses, for they made his heart grow bitter, and he uttered words that were rash.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you.
Save your people, Lord. Bring us together from among the nations.
Save your people, Lord. Bring us together from among the nations.
They failed to destroy the peoples as the Lord had given command, but instead they mingled with the nations and learned to act as they did. They worshipped the idols of the nations, and these became a snare to entrap them. They even offered their own sons and their daughters in sacrifice to demons. They shed the blood of the innocent, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they offered to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted with blood. So they defiled themselves by their deeds and broke their marriage bond with the Lord till his anger blazed against his people. He was filled with horror at his chosen ones. So he gave them into the hand of the nations, and their foes became their rulers. Their enemies became their oppressors. They were subdued beneath their hand. Time after time he rescued them, but in their malice they dared to defy him and sank low through their guilt. In spite of this, he paid heed to their distress so often as he heard their cry. For their sake he remembered his covenant. In the greatness of his love, he relented and he let them be treated with mercy by all who held them captive. O Lord our God, save us. Bring us together from among the nations, that we may thank your holy name and make it our glory to praise you. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, forever, from age to age. Let all the people cry out, Amen, Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, how wonderfully you made man. You transformed dust into your own image and gave it a share in your own nature. Yet you are more wonderful in pardoning the man who had rebelled against you. Grant that where sin has abounded, grace may more abound, so that we can become holier through forgiveness and be more grateful to you.
Save your people, Lord. Bring us together from among the nations.
You will hear the word from my mouth.
You will tell others what I have said.
From the book of the prophet Isaiah. Woe to Ariel, Ariel, the city where David encamped. Add year to year, let the feasts come round. But I will bring distress upon Ariel, with mourning and grief. You shall be to me like Ariel. I will encamp like David against you. I will encircle you with outposts and set up siege works against you. Prostrate, you shall speak from the earth, and from the base dust your words shall come. Your voice will be like a ghost's from the earth, and your words like chirping from the dust. The hoard of arrogant shall be like fine dust, the hoard of the tyrants like flying chaff. Then suddenly, in an instant, you shall be visited by the Lord of hosts, with thunder, earthquake, and great noise, whirlwind, storm, and the flame of consuming fire. Then, like a dream, a vision in the night, shall be the horde of all the nations who war against Ariel, with all the earthworks of her besiegers. As when a hungry man dreams he is eating and awakens with an empty stomach, or when a thirsty man dreams he is drinking and awakens faint and dry, so shall the horde of all the nations be who make war against Zion. The word of the Lord.
Jerusalem, fear not, you shall not be put to shame.
For the Lord of hosts will come to visit you.
The passing multitudes of all nations which have struggled against you will be like flying dust.
For the Lord of hosts will come to visit you.
From a spiritual canticle by St. John of the Cross, priest. The holy doctors have uncovered many mysteries and wonders, and devout souls have understood them in this earthly condition of ours. Yet the greater part still remains to be unfolded by them, and even to be understood by them. We must then dig deeply in Christ. He is like a rich mine with many pockets containing treasures. However deep we dig, we will never find their end or their limit. Indeed, in every pocket, new seams of fresh riches are discovered on all sides. For this reason, the Apostle Paul said of Christ, "In him are hidden all the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge of God." The soul cannot enter into these treasures nor attain them unless it first crosses into and enters the thicket of suffering, enduring interior and exterior labors, and unless it first receives from God very many blessings in the intellect and in the senses, and has undergone long spiritual training. All these are lesser things, disposing the soul for the lofty sanctuary of the knowledge of the mysteries of Christ. This is the highest wisdom attainable in this life. Would that men might come at last to see that it is quite impossible to reach the thicket of the riches and wisdom of God, except by first entering the thicket of much suffering in such a way that the soul finds there its consolation and desire. The soul that longs for divine wisdom chooses first and in truth to enter the thicket of the cross. Saint Paul therefore urges the Ephesians not to grow weary in the midst of tribulations, but to be rooted and grounded in love, so that they may know with all the saints the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, to know what is beyond knowledge, the love of Christ, so as to be filled with all the fullness of God. The gate that gives entry into these riches of His wisdom is the cross, because it is a narrow gate. While many seek the joys that can be gained through it, it is given to few to desire to pass through it. No eye can see, no ear can hear, no heart can imagine
the marvels that God has prepared for those who love Him.
Yet God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. The marvels that God has prepared for those who love Him.
O God, who gave the priest Saint John an outstanding dedication to perfect self-denial and love of the cross, grant that, by imitating him closely at all times, we may come to contemplate eternally your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.